Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, dear saints of God, and welcome to another broadcast of Contending for the Faith with yours truly, Moses Henry Jones. Well, we're in the studio today because the fanatic, the nut, the clown, the bozo, the jackass known to the world as Kenneth Copeland has fried his donkey brain, whatever brain he had left. And he's been calling for a heat wave for New York. And I can tell you, because I'm up in New York, I can tell you we have been snowed. We've been getting snow. Listen, on Sunday, which was Easter Sunday, April the 12th, we got snow. Monday the 13th, we got snow. Tuesday the 14th, we got snow. Wednesday the 15th, we got snow. Thursday the 16th, we got snow. Friday the 17th, we got snow. And yesterday, Saturday the 18th, we got snow. Today's the only day there's been a week of snow. Guy is a false prophet. He's been decreeing and declaring heat wave for New York. Somebody's got to tell this fool, and I guess that somebody's me, that it's been snowing up in New York. That's what it's been doing. No heat wave. Coronavirus. People up here are wearing their coats, their mittens. In addition to their mask, they're wearing their mask. I've seen people with boots on. Boots, snow boots, scarves, mittens, hats, coats. And Kenneth Copeland wants us to believe that he's a prophet of God calling in for a heat wave. Silly. Here's the man. Here he is. This is Kenneth Copeland. part of a virtual victory campaign that he was doing back on April the 2nd. And remind you, today is Sunday, April the 19th. 2 weeks, almost 3 weeks ago, that this clown, heat wave for New York, heat wave for New York, heat wave for... There's been no heat wave. Snow. Snow.
I heard the Lord say this to me several weeks ago. Kenneth, you believe me for a heat wave. Well, this is backwards from, from what I've done before. I said, yeah, I see it, Lord. I see it. I walked out in my backyard, and I did the very same thing I do against those storms and against those tornadoes, and I spoke it in the name of Jesus. I call for a strong south wind. I call for a strong high pressure system. I call for a supernatural heat wave all over this nation and anywhere else in the world where it is needed. I speak to this atmosphere.
Guy's a nut. That guy's a nut. There's been no heat wave. Snow. Snow. I kid you not. Call, if you know somebody in New York, upstate New York, call them. Ask them if they've had snow. There's been no heat wave. There's been no high pressure system. There's been no south wind making its way up. No. No. None whatsoever. Snow is what we've been getting. So much snow that I spend a half hour each morning cleaning off my car. A half hour each morning. Just so that I can see when I'm driving, because I mean you can't drive with snow on your glass. You can't drive with snow on your windshield. You got to clean it off. And this guy's the Lord told them. Told them what? And here he is thinking he's some kind of atmospheric witch doctor calling things into existence. It's not going to happen. This is just nonsense.
Burn! Now, living here in Texas, I've seen it. I was raised in this state. I was raised in West Texas, where it gets hot. And then right here in Fort Worth. Hey, a lot of you remember this. Hey, this hadn't been but, a couple of years ago in May, 3 years ago in May? In May, it hit triple digits, and we broke every kind of a heat record you could imagine. Well, we're about to do it again. Ha! We are about to have it again. Our deliverance. Heat. This virus hates heat. 80, 90 degrees up. You just burn this thing. Burn it.
It's 59 today. It's not. It's 59. It's not even 60. It's not even in the 70s. Not even in the 80s. Not, he's saying 80, 90 degrees will burn it. Well, we're 59. As I speak right now, I'm looking at 59. In fact, let me tell you what the forecast is going to be for this entire week. Just so that you know, there's no heat wave. Okay, today, Sunday, 59. Tomorrow, now, it's 59 now, but tonight it's going down to 34. Tomorrow, Monday, the 20th, it's going to be 51 at noon, 30 at night. Tuesday, we're getting rain. It'll be 51. At night, it'll be 28 degrees. Wednesday, the highest on Wednesday is going to be 34, and at night, it's going to be 25. Thursday, it's going to be 46 degrees, and Thursday night, 29 degrees. On Friday, we're getting rain, 51 again, but at night, it's going to be 35. Nowhere near 80 or 90s. Nowhere near. Nowhere near. Nowhere near. False prophet is what this clown is.
Hallelujah. Nobody's ever seen a virus like this. It doesn't follow any of the patterns of a virus. Straight out of hell.
No, it's not straight out of hell. It's out of China. This guy's stupid. It's not out of hell. It's called the Wuhan virus for a reason. It's not called the Gehenna virus or the Haiti virus. No, it's called the Wuhan virus. Wuhan, China. Wuhan is not in hell. Wrong again, false prophet.
Some people don't even get sick. Have no fever. And others just choke up and die. I mean, hey, come on. We're the body of Christ. We have authority over the weather in this planet.
Listen, I have a hard time having authority over my teenage kids. What are you talking about? I have a hard time. When I had my farm, I had a hard time having authority over those crazy goats I had. I had a hard time having authority over my guinea hens or over my geese or duck. I wanted them to do one thing, and the ducks and the geese and the guinea hens were doing something else. I have authority over the atmosphere. Are you crazy? This guy's a nut. Like I said, I have a hard... Listen, I got to sit down. I say to my kids, let us sit down and let us reason together. Say it, Papa. I got to sit down with my kids to speak sense into them. I barely have authority over them, and they're good kids. Okay, Dad. And they do the opposite. Go clean your room. Okay, Dad. And I go back an hour later, and it's a mess. Go tidy up those dishes over there that you used up all those plates. Yeah, okay, Dad. And I come back 2 hours later, and the mountain of dishes is bigger. And this guy, and we have authority over. It's crazy, crazy talk.
Right at the very beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and He gave it all to men, leaving the authority with men. It is men that have authority over the weather. It is men that have authority over sickness and disease. It is men, most particularly the body of Christ, the kingdom of God. Last Sunday, you got to love this. Those of you that saw that last Sunday, I'm telling you, it was so strong in me and on me.
He's talking about when his brain was on fire. That's what he's talking about.
Spirit of God and judgment over this thing. Just bring judgment down on this thing. And it was so strong in me.
He called judgment on the coronavirus. He was acting like his hair was on fire. Like his brain was on fire, calling judgment on the corona, and it's still around. In so many states, it's hitting its peak now. And he to death for the 50th time. I mean, every day, two or three times a day, he's putting this thing to death, and it doesn't die. And that's what he's alluding to on Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday. He's a, I curse you, Corona. I put you in the grave, coronavirus. Well, states are reporting, I mean, some states are just bracing themselves for record numbers in deaths. Nothing's died except people. He's shooting at the coronavirus and people are getting hit. Because the coronavirus is still kicking, still alive and kicking.
How to explain that? Just that prophetic anointing and just fury at this thing.
That wasn't no prophetic anointing. That's a donkey. That's a donkey kicking and braying. That's what that was. That's no prophetic anointing. You listen, anyone who has a donkey will see a donkey kick and bray, kick and bray. Kick and bray. That's why they say it takes a carpenter to build the barn, but a jackass to bring it down, to kick it down. That's Kenneth Copeland. Kicking and braying, making noise and kicking, and he calls that the prophetic anointing. No, we call that clownship.
I spoke judgment on it. We have a partner. We have several partners, but one most particularly in Holland. Now, many of you have heard me talk of her, and a lot of you have seen her testimony during the partner services, how her young autistic son
he is so confused. He reminds me of Joe Biden. That's what he reminds me of. You know how Joe Biden starts sentences, starts to say something, and then he's just there saying, okay, what was I about to say? He's just so confused.
Heard over and over and over and over and over and over. She played Gloria's healing CDs. She played, well, this goes way, way, way back there, maybe even back during the tape days. I don't remember exactly. But anyway, he had to go to a special school. And he left one morning, bless his heart, little 15-year-old autistic self. And he got back from school that afternoon. He said, Mother, I want to know why I have to go to school with these very strange people that will never look at you. He has become a lawyer. He has a family. Very successful man.
Many autistic people go to college and graduate and have families. That's nothing new about autistic people. They're still autistic. I can tell you because I have an autistic son. My wife has dragged me to every autistic seminar that there has ever been. And we have the people giving the lectures at these seminars are autistic people who are brilliant, by the way, brilliant in so many ways, and have mental deficiencies in many other ways. So being a lawyer, graduating from college, or getting married is nothing new for autistic people. It's nothing new. So I don't know what point he's trying to make, that his wife's healing CDs healed this guy. I doubt it, because he's still autistic. My son has said the same thing to me and his mother. We had him in a program, and there were many, many kinds of autistic people there. And my son, who is high, he's a high-functioning autistic boy. Well, now he's 20 years old. But he said to us, I don't want to go back there. I don't belong there. So we took him out. He didn't feel comfortable with the other autistic children who were not high-functioning, who were poor-functioning mentally. So we took him out. He didn't want to go back. We couldn't get him on the bus to go. He said, I don't want to go back there. And so we took him out. But that doesn't mean he's cured. He still has autism. He's just high-functioning. And someday, as he goes on in life, he'll make something of himself. Hopefully one day he might get married. But that's nothing new concerning high-functioning autistic people. Nothing new. Happens every day. So it's been happening for years. So it's not that he got a miracle cure because Kenneth or his wife prayed for him. No. Absolutely not.
Now, she saw last Sunday's video of my standing on that platform exercising judgment over this virus. On the most popular talk show in Holland with subtitles. And they said, well, you know, and but they saw it. Talk about the revival capital of the world. I hope you guys are watching tonight. But they saw it. And they're seeing this tonight. All God needs to do to deliver us
got to give him some time. He's just like, I told you, he's just like Joe Biden. He doesn't know where he's at. Doesn't know where he's at.
There's a heat wave. A supernatural heat wave. I was driving from my home to the sanctuary tonight, which is just, you know, from my home to here is only what, less than 5 minutes. And the temperature, you know, it's just kind of nice and cool. And I said, oh, Lord, my goodness, it's hot in here. You know, usually you get the what they call the Easter spell, when you think everything's warming up and all of a sudden you get a cold front. Well, no, this year it's going to be the Easter heat wave.
Like I said, all we've been having here, you're not going to have an Easter heat wave. We had snow on Easter. We had snow the Monday after Easter. Tuesday we had snow. Wednesday we had snow. Thursday we had snow. Friday we had snow. Yesterday, Saturday, we had snow, and today, no snow. But there's no heat wave. I just gave you what the temperatures are going to be this week. In the low 50s in the daytime, and at night in the 30s. That's not a heat wave. Our furnace is running all day long. It's cold. Saints, it's cold in my house. My furnace is running. I may have to call for more oil. There's no heat wave. I wish there was a heat wave. This way I wouldn't have to buy oil that right now I don't need to spend money on oil. I really shouldn't because money's tight. But I can't let my wife and children freeze. So I might have to make that tough decision. But there's no heat wave here. We're shivering here. Everybody's got their long johns on, double sweaters, two pairs of socks. It's cold. Daddy, it's cold. Daddy, put on the furnace, Daddy. It's cold. Ain't no heat wave here. Sorry. Not happening.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Turn the air conditioner up. Go through all the moves. What am I doing in corresponding action? Amen. Man, it's hot. Do you guys notice how hot it was driving over here tonight? I mean, right here, you know, come on, man, the second day of April. Who ever heard of such a thing? Being 80, 90 degrees in April. Man, dear God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Man, it's hot in this building tonight, huh? Come on. It's going to get so hot in New York City. It's going to get so hot and muggy. It's going to hit that place, glory to God, and it's going to burn that virus. You know what it's like in New York City at 85 or 90 degrees. It's going to get however hot it has to get there to kill that thing right now.
Yeah, well, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. The opposite happened. We got snow. My friends in New York City have not gotten a heat wave. Mm-mm. Somebody didn't send New York the memo. There is no heat wave in New York City. Downstate, no heat wave. Upstate, snow. There's no heat wave. None whatsoever. This guy is operating on a full tank of fanaticism. And as Cowper said, fanaticism is the false fire of an overheated mind. The false fire, that's what his head is on fire. It's the false fire of an overheated mind.
All over this nation and the rest of the world where it's needed. Oh, I got some of you dancing around on the floor right now. Get on up out of bed. Come on.
Nobody's dancing. This is no asylum. This is not a nut house. Maybe. I mean, you can laugh by yourself. I mean, you can giggle and laugh and he, if you notice, he goes from extreme madness. He's just piping mad, smoke coming out of his ears, attacking the coronavirus. Then he swings right into a big giggle, a big smile. He's got problems. There's no one standing up on their floor dancing. Sorry. Mm-mm.
Come on, get up there on your feet. Gather up right around that television set. George, David, Barry, come on up here, please. David, Ellis, you guys gather up here. Accident. Oh. Don't touch me. Well, this is the new laying on of hands. Hey, we are going to have healing school Saturday morning. Then sang Moses. And the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord.
Don't touch me. Well, this is the new laying on of hands. Hey, we are going to have healing school Saturday morning.
Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God. I will prepare him a habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name.
Yeah, that's what Moses and the children of Israel sang. But this is what Kenneth Copeland is singing. There's a devil in Kenneth Copeland, and he's singing Heat Wave. Yeah, there's a devil in me. Yeah, that's Kenneth Copeland, all right. Demon possessed.
Verse 6, thy right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy of COVID-19. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee, that you sent forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with a blast, with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The floods stood upright in a heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, and thy hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind. The sea covered them. They sank as lead in the waters.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God forevermore. Come on, get on your feet.
Hallelujah.
Get on your feet.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Get on your feet for what? Well, he wants you to dance the heat wave. Get up on your feet. Kenneth Copeland's got a heat wave coming.
And just shout it. My Father.
My Father.
The Almighty God.
The El Shaddai God.
The God who is almighty. He's more than enough. He is the miracle working God.
The way he's screaming, God is deaf. Because, I mean, I don't know why he has to scream. You have to scream. God can hear you perfectly. He might be the Almighty God, but his listening must be weak.
Today, we speak to this atmosphere. From the state of Washington. To the state of Maine. From Southern California. To Brownsville, Texas. And the tip of Florida. And wherever else in the world it's needed.
How about upstate New York? Can you send a heat wave to upstate New York? This way I don't have to buy more oil for the furnace. This way I can save that money. Send it this way.
Win a mighty, strong south wind.
Jackass braying, jackass kicking.
Heat.
Burn this thing.
In the name of Jesus.
Satan, you bow your knee.
You fall on your face. COVID-19.
Well, there's five of them there, and they just spit. And they just spread COVID-19. This is so ridiculous. This man needs to be in a nut house. And as I close today's broadcast, let me just play Kenneth Copeland's latest rap song, which was developed from that sermon. And Saints, we'll be back tomorrow. Brother Nathaniel's going to be in studio tomorrow morning at 9:30 time. So tune in tomorrow for Brother Nathaniel. I leave you with Kenneth Copeland. And his rap group.
Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord. Forever, and you'll never be back.